Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for January 24th, 2019. In today's news, developer Harry Macklow hopes to build what would be New York City's tallest building by roof height. Officials are investigating how a construction elevator broke free at a building site in Midtown Manhattan. And an elevator in a hospital with 14 passengers fell 6 floors, and authorities in the Netherlands are trying to find out why.
The New York Times got the scoop on what would be New York City's tallest building by roof height at 1,556 feet and 96 floors, New York YIMBY reports. Being developed by Harry Macklow, the man behind 432 Park Avenue, the proposed Tower 5th along East 51st and 52nd Streets in Midtown East features a design by Gensler Adamson Associates and Dan Shannon of Moed the Armis and Shannon Architects. Renderings unveiled by The Times show a design blending several contemporary styles with a diagrid of crossbeams at the top and an overall bulk similar to 432 Park Avenue with cutouts for mechanicals and a skinny profile. A lobby clad in white marble looks directly onto St. Patrick's Cathedral, and the building would boast the city's highest observation deck, a multi-floor affair. The development must win several layers of city planning department approvals before it becomes reality.
Several sources, including Curbed New York, reported on a construction elevator breaking free from the 111 West 57th Street site in Midtown Manhattan on the night of January 21st. It hit and shattered a nearby window as it dangled, sending glass shards onto the streets below. No injuries were reported, but officials from the Department of Buildings were investigating at the site. The tower is expected to top out this month at 1,428 feet as the city's skinniest super tall.
Authorities are trying to determine what caused an elevator with 14 passengers to fall 6 floors at University Medical Center Groningen in Groningen, Netherlands, on January 17th, NL Times reports. One person was taken to the emergency room with unknown injuries. The elevator became stuck on the 6th floor of the faculty building and fell during work to service it. All elevators in the building were shut down while the accident was investigated. For more industry-related information, visit ElevatorWorld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@ElevatorWorld.com.